Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilo Nishmas Elio Chaim Ben Orav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Lilo Nishmas Isha Gitl Masarav Eliezer Manoyach. I believe that this session tonight will be the last one for a few weeks until after Tisha B'Av, and just wanted to focus on a topic that's tangential but critical to the whole issue of Bitochen, and that's being able to express our appreciation for the brochas, for the benefits, for the blessings that we have in life. Sometimes that is the hardest part. It's like when we're in need, we know where to turn. We ask, we beg, we beseech. We develop that sense of hope and that sense of trust and hope that in that merit we'll be able to achieve that which we so desperately sometimes desire and crave. But when it's all over, when everything turns out okay, we sort of forget where it comes from. It's almost as if it's too painful to think about how much I owe him for this kindness, this chesed, this resolution to my problems. We sort of lose focus and forget about it. The Ralbag tells us that the inyan of the Shira on the Yamsuf, that Klal Yisrael had to sing Shira after they came out of Mitzrayim, because had they not sung the Shira on the miracles that took place, they would have weakened their realization, their emunah in Hashem. Something would have given had they not expressed, eloquently expressed, graphically expressed the chesed and the hashgoch ha-protis and the benefits that Hashem had given them. If we don't express it, we sometimes lose it. And the truth of the matter is, there is a certain, on a certain level, desire to lose it, because nobody likes to be beholden. In the famous story about the guy looking for a parking space in Manhattan, it's this very big meeting, and most important meeting of his business career at 5 o'clock, and it's 10 to 5, and he's desperately looking for a parking, and he begs Hashem, please help, help, I must, so much is dependent on us, this is the most important meeting, I beg you, please help me. And then all of a sudden he notices a parking space a little bit in front of him, and he says, never mind, Hashem, I have the situation under control. And that's really the way things go with us, and that's a tragic, tragic error. And we have to make every effort to remember and to refocus and to pay attention to all of the chesed that Hashem has done for us. And this, of course, does two things for us. First of all, there is appreciation, there is recognition, there is a greater sense of closeness to Him because I appreciate everything that He has done for me. I don't take it for granted or ignore it. But it's also a tremendous source of bitochen in the future. As the Vilna Gaon says about Adheinu Azarunu Rachamecho V'lo Yazavunu Chasodecho V'al Titcheinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Netzach, He says that until now what you did was chesed and rachamim. Not because we deserved it. Everything that you didn't forsake us and that you helped us was all chesed and rachamim. Therefore, He says, we can be trusting, we can be batuach, that you'll continue. Because if what you did for us until now was because we deserved it, maybe tomorrow we don't deserve it. But if I appreciate that it was just chesed and rachamim, then I rely on that because that's a constant. The more we can appreciate, we can focus, we can pay attention, we can express the appreciation for the chasodim that Hashem does for us, the more we can recognize that this was all chesed, not because we deserved it. And therefore, that strengthens our ability to have bitochen for the future, because He did this until me. He took care of me until this point. He never let me down. He's always done it, and He continues to do it. And He will continue to do it, because He's a constant. He's constantly doing chesed and rachamim. I'm not getting any of these things because I deserve it. And I believe that This is the inyan of reciting Hallel. You know, there's a pasuk in Hallel which is almost unbelievable according to the way the Targum explains it. The Targum says on the pasuk, Mo oshiv l'Hashem kol tagmolohi oloi. What can I ever return, pay back to Hashem? All of the benefits are on me. And Poshet the Mefarshim learn that that refers to all the benefits that I have from him, so how can I ever pay him back? But the Targum learns, Mo oshiv l'Hashem kol tagmolohi oloi. All of the gmul, all of the benefits that he has to offer, he gave it all to me. Now, obviously, he didn't. David HaMelech didn't get everything. There was left over for others, and he had his fair share of tzaras, too. But what he's saying is that when a person appreciates what it is to have something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chesed, especially a chesed that he may not deserve, then he can feel as if Hashem gave him everything that exists in the world. I feel so appreciative. It's as if in my mind you have granted me everything and anything, whatever exists. You have given me all that chesed just because I can so appreciate. And we have to realize what a privilege it is that the Bnei Olam gives us and takes care of us and benefits us and resolves our problems and maintains our lives and does so many chasodim. It's literally Hatev Kiloy Cholu Rachamecho Vamarachim Kiloy Samul Chasodecho. There's no limit. It never ends. The Chesed never ends. The Rachamim never ends. And the more that we can appreciate that, the more that we grow from it, the more that we appreciate Hashem, the more we connect with Hashem, and the more we can inspire ourselves to have bitochen in the future. And if I can look at a Chesed that Hashem does for me and feel as if He gave me everything in His whole world, that's the deepest sense of appreciation, which can lead to the conviction that for sure he'll continue to do such things for me, because look what he's done in the past. That's what he continues to do. That's what he's all about. And I believe that this is the reason that, and I certainly people know, and it's accomplished unbelievable things for people, that when they have a tzora, and the Kafah Chaim brings Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and they say that they're going to say Nishmas with a minyan, if when that tzora gets resolved, Harbe Nitzoylu Derech Zeh, he says, many people were saved this way. And I think that the formula is really very simple, because what's the main reason that Hashem wouldn't answer our tefillahs? Because then we're going to stop calling. The minute I give you what you want, it's all over, you forget about it, you say Shkoyach, and that's the end. But if I promise him, when you deliver for me, I'm going to gather together a minyan and declare publicly, Nishmas kol chai tivorech shimcha, ilu pinu mole shira kayom eina nachnu naspikim lohidus. No matter how much capability we would have, we couldn't thank you enough. And when that declaration is then Hashem knows that, hey, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to pretend it didn't happen. I'm not going to stop calling on him. I'm going to express it and not deny it, but express it publicly to make it clear to myself and to everybody else that everything Hashem has done is all His chesed, and it isn't my own doing, and it isn't my own power. In terms of appreciation, I think that we also have to recognize Hashem doesn't need our thanks. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so appreciative. No, it doesn't need anything from us. It has no needs, and has no needs from us, and there are no needs or anything that we can do to help him. But it's a very simple thing for ourselves. When we stop to praise, when we stop to thank, when we stop to think, that's when we get the message. That's when a person can truly see that these are all gifts from Hashem. But if, on the other hand, we don't stop, we don't think, we don't pay attention, we don't express our appreciation, then what we're really doing is forgetting it and denying it and losing focus of it. And that's a tragic mistake. A tragic mistake in terms of truly appreciating that which we get. And tragic mistake in terms of enjoying the things that we get because we don't appreciate them. And a tragic mistake in terms of undermining one of the strongest bases that we have to be able to put our trust in Hashem based on everything that He has done for us in the past. I just want to mention again, as I did at the beginning, that we'll not be having sessions the next 3 weeks, that is, until after Tisha B'Av, and hope that everybody is well and that we're zeicher through this chus of Abitoch. And, you know, it's an amazing thing that here we are close to 2,000 years in the Golos, and every Shabbos morning all over the Klal Yisrael we say, Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Sofia V'sim Lecholeinu Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch. We ask that you should come and bring the Mashiach because we're waiting for you. That we continue to wait and don't give up hope is the greatest testimony to the greatness of Klal Yisrael and the Emunah and the Bitochen that we have. Shem should help. We should be zeicher to the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh and the Geulah Shleimu B'mehera B'Yomeinu.